Psalm 85, the kiss that heals a ruined land. After Psalm 84's longing for God's presence, Psalm 85 asks a harder question. What happens when God brings his people back, but life is still broken? There is a quiet irony in the heading. This song comes from the sons of Korah, a family marked by ancient rebellion and yet preserved by grace. Those who know judgment from the inside often sing mercy most truly. This psalm likely stands in the shadow of exile. The people have returned, yet the land is still poor. Archaeology from Persian period Judah shows a small, struggling province, not a golden restoration. So when the psalm says, "Restore us again," it is not doubting earlier grace. It is admitting that return is not the same as renewal. You can be forgiven and still live among rubble. Notice how the prayer begins, not with panic, but with memory. You forgave, you covered, you turned. The Hebrew word for covered recalls atonement. Sin is not excused, but hidden under God's mercy. Yet Psalm 85 refuses our thin, private idea of forgiveness. Sin is never merely inward. It scars fields, cities, economies, weather, and worship. In the Bible, salvation is not less than personal, but it is always more. God means to heal the soil as well as the soul. Then comes the turning point. I will listen to what God the Lord says. New International Version, verse 8. That may be the deepest line in the psalm. Mature faith does not only cry out, it becomes still enough to hear. But peace comes with a warning. Let them not turn to folly. This is not harmless silliness. It is covenant stupidity, the old self-destructive habit of returning to the very loves that ruined us. Calvin noted that God's people may be truly delivered and yet still need further restoring. Psalm 85 agrees. Come wait. Then one of the greatest lines in Scripture. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. New International Version, verse 10. In Hebrew, hesed, emet, tzedek, shalom, these are not soft feelings, they are covenant realities. Augustine heard the whole gospel here. In Christ, righteousness does not block peace, it creates it. At the cross, God does not save by relaxing justice, but by fulfilling it. Verse 11 goes further. Faithfulness rises from the earth. Righteousness looks down from heaven. Heaven and earth, once out of joint, begin answering one another again. The final image is stunning. Righteousness goes before God and makes a path for his feet. Where God walks, a road appears. Suggested cross-references, Isaiah 32:17, Haggai 1:5-11, Luke 1:72-79, John 1:14. Hymn suggestion, revive thy work, O Lord. Prayer, Lord, restore us again. Not only our feelings, but our loves, our habits, our homes, our churches, and the ground beneath our feet. Keep us from returning to folly, and let your Son, in whom mercy and truth meet, make a road through all that is broken. Amen.